Lynn Payne is the garden guru, and happy Friday, Lynn. Looking forward to getting outside, and this rain is so beneficial, isn't it?
Oh, isn't this rain wonderful? This year, I've got my fingers crossed that we're going to break this drought and we're going to have a good monsoon season. You know, and speaking of monsoons, today I am on the beautiful island of Kauai in the Hawaiian Islands. And talk about rain. In the center of the island, which is basically uninhabited, it's the wettest place on Earth. It receives about 420 inches of rain a year. Can you imagine? We're delighted when we get our 12 or 13 inches, but 420 inches, it's breathtaking, some of the things that you see on this island. But my wife and I, when we're done with the peak season in our garden centers of April, May, and June, we love to travel, and I particularly love to travel and look at all the plants. There's a couple of dozen botanical gardens on the island of Kauai, and I've yet to visit them all because the entire island really is a botanical garden. Some of the more common plants that you'll see around are hibiscus and bougainvillea, which are really weeds here. And, of course, when they come into bloom, they're just breathtaking. But a lot of the other plants that are maybe not quite as well-known or common in other areas are heliconias. Now, this is a large plant that generally will grow 15 to 20 feet tall, and the flowers, most of them, will hang down. It's also called lobster plant, and the flowers themselves can be 4 or 5 feet long. And they come in different colors, most of them in orange and pink, even yellow, but they kind of look like lobster claws, and that's what gives them the name. While we're here in the islands, we like to drink Kona coffee. You may not know it, but the coffee family is a very large family with well over probably 10,000 different species, and it also contains quinine, gardenias, and there's an interesting plant called the Indian mulberry. Now, it's a tropical plant, and it produces a fruit much like a bean, and the Polynesians and Hawaiians have extracted the juice from this bean, and they call it noni juice. Well, they've used this for different medicinal purposes and dyes over the years, and scientists are now exploring the curative powers of noni juice on cancer and tuberculosis, and even osteoporosis. So there's lots in the plant family that we don't know about, and we're learning more and more every day.
Lynn, thank you very much. That was interesting. Hey, if we want to go benefit from your knowledge, where are you located?
Well, we have two stores in Santa Fe. One is at 304 Camino O'Leary, and the other is at 715 St. Michael's Drive.
Thank you, Lynn. Lynn Payne, the garden guru.